A group calling itself March and Marches led protests against undocumented migrants, starting with a petition at the union buildings in Pretoria before spreading to high-density areas in Johannesburg. The group is demanding mass deportations and has issued an ultimatum to the government. The group's leader, Ngobese Zuma, says they want immediate action.
We want illegal migrants deported from this country. We want to clean up and rebuild South Africa. We want our schools to only enroll South African kids. We are tired of schools that are full of foreigners who are undocumented. We want our people to be employed and to be put first in everything in this country. We cannot be outsiders of our economy. We want to participate. So we want intervention of the government to make this a state of emergency.
Tensions have intensified ahead of local government elections later this year, with political rhetoric increasingly focusing on immigration. Parliamentary discussions have also extended into higher education, raising concerns about employment of foreign academics and fueling fears of institutional exclusion. The Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, chaired by Tebogo Letse, is now seeking clarity from institutions.
So we say, do we have foreign nationals? Then you go to which department? What is the position? Is that a critical skill? We have given them a format for them to just fill in those things. And then we're asking them to give it to us. We will analyze it ourselves and then ask each individual institution, if we find that you have hired a foreign national on a critical skills list, how did that happen?
In recent weeks, local residents have shut down markets run by foreign nationals and in some cases harassed migrants, accusing them of undermining local livelihoods. Most of those affected are Ghanaian nationals. A viral video showing attacks on Ghanaians has drawn international attention, prompting Ghana to summon South Africa's ambassador and demand protection for its citizens. Ghana's Foreign Affairs Minister Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa says the attacks are unacceptable.
It is really regrettable that at this time, in this modern era, we will see such hatred, such xenophobia against each other, against Africans. It is totally unacceptable. It is condemnable, and we demand from the South African government to protect our citizens and to keep them safe, because they owe them that duty of care.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, speaking during Freedom Day commemorations, acknowledged concerns about migration but cautioned against xenophobia, reminding citizens of the solidarity African countries showed during the anti-apartheid struggle.
When the apartheid government was pursuing our liberation fighters, they ran to a number of countries around the world, but especially on our continent. They shared their stories with our neighbors, and our neighbors shared their spaces with them, and they gave them safety. They even fed them. They gave them bread, and they opened their homes. They spoke for us when we could not speak for ourselves. They took risks so that we could be free. Their countries were bombed, their nationals were killed, and all that they did for our sake as well.
Government spokesperson Crispin Peary says while concerns over illegal immigration should be taken seriously, vigilantism must be stopped.
Where there are concerns of illegal immigration, we have to take them seriously. And where we're able to receive petitions from individuals petitioning this type of conduct, we welcome that. What we are concerned about is people taking the law into their own hands and acts of vigilantism, randomly finding people on the street and then asking them to produce documents. We think that's an element which we need to nip in the bud.
At the international level, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the protection of migrants and stronger social cohesion. However, reports of inconsistent policing and inaction during attacks continue to raise concerns, with migrants from countries such as Zimbabwe and Ghana saying they are living in fear. These developments mirror earlier outbreaks of violence, including the 2008 xenophobic attacks and later incidents in 2015 and 2019. Analysts say such attacks often escalate during election period when anti-immigrant rhetoric increases. South Africa has long attracted migrants from across the continent due to its relatively stronger economy. However, persistent poverty, unemployment, and deep inequality rooted in the legacy of apartheid remain unresolved. Critics argue that successive governments have struggled to address these structural challenges and often shift blame onto migrants, using immigration as a convenient explanation for socioeconomic challenges. For KPFA Pacifica Radio in Makanda, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaunza reporting.